Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. 1 year ago today, a movement that swept the nation took hold in Boston. On September 30th, 2011, Occupy Boston launched what turned into a 72-day occupation of Dewey Square. Protesters pitched tents and signs and marched through the streets of the financial district. Their target? The so-called 1%, or the haves. To mark Occupy Boston's anniversary today, members will march from Boston Common to Dewey Square, then hold a rally at the Federal Reserve Building. Eden Gardner from Occupy Boston joins us to talk about how things have changed or not changed since the protests of a year ago. Eden, good morning.
Good morning.
So at its height, Occupy Boston could count hundreds of people at its assemblies. What remains now of Occupy Boston 1 year later?
Well, we still have a number of working groups. We have our own radio show on the web. We're still having meetings. We've got up-and-coming things. We're involved with City Life Urbana and some other local groups.
With these actions, what sort of reach would you say that Occupy Boston has now?
Well, we're reaching out to whoever will listen. It's very difficult to say. I think that history will tell us what our reach was. I believe that this is a movement rather than a collection of small actions. We don't have firm goals. We're working towards justice.
In terms of the inequities in society that Occupy has protested, can you describe what some of the changes you've seen have been, or changes you've not seen over the past year?
Well, I'm sorry to say that the Obama administration hasn't really taken us further. I think that that's embedded in Wall Street and Goldman Sachs in particular. I think that we have change the conversation on a national level, the fact that the president will talk about the 99% as well as other legislators. City Life Urbana has done some great foreclosure work. The SEIU has joined us on many things. We've joined some of their actions. It's a movement, so it takes time.
How important do you think that change in language is, the incorporation of the 1%, 99% idea in the national conversation?
I think that more people are looking at the corruption at Wall Street and who caused the economic crash of 2008. I think that many people are realizing that the 1% don't pay their fair share, that they have lower taxes than they ever have in the history of the United States. I think that austerity is focused against the people and that we actually have a government that is socialized towards, you know, big business and big corporations.
Are you saying that the language has led people to have the opinions that you're just expressing?
They're looking at what is the 1%. It's not all wealthy people. It's people that make more than $400,000 in 1 year. Another way to describe them is people who corrupt our democratic process.
With a year to reflect, what critiques of the Occupy movement resonate for you?
Well, we don't have easily identifiable goals. As I said, we're a movement, so it's hard to say. For instance, at the beginning of the civil rights movement, they did liberate a lunch counter, but that's not really what they were after. They were after equality.
As the Occupy movement continues, do you see it changing its approach at all?
We've diversified Occupy Wall Street as well as Occupy Boston, and probably most of the Occupies are not meeting in large groups. We've been disbanded by the police, so we can't be practicing our model communities the way that we could when we actually had an occupation. So I think that many people have banded together with existing organizations. So people that consider themselves occupiers are out joining other people.
From the vantage point of a year out, is there anything that Occupy Boston contributed to the Occupy movement that made it distinct from other Occupy locations?
I think that Boston is certainly seen as a educational center. I think other Occupies came along with that in a short time and have been reaching out to recreate education, to have it in parks and to have it for free.
Eden, thank you very much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
Eden Gardner with Occupy Boston joined us to talk about the 1 year anniversary of Occupy Boston. This is 90.9 WBUR.